Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to talk about listening, but I wanted to talk about the power of a very particular kind of listening. Now, I'm going to use a different label for it. It's in the title of this podcast, so you probably already know the label's going to be quiet listening. And quiet listening is a way of talking about what is it like to listen with a quiet mind. To listen from a quiet mind. And if you've listened to these podcasts for a while, you've probably heard me describe this kind of listening in other ways. Sometimes I talk about it as effortless listening. Sometimes I talk about it as deep listening. Sometimes I talk about it as listening with nothing on my mind. Sometimes I talk about it as just listening, not listening to or for, but just listening. Listening like a rock with ears. Listening like a video camera. But I was talking to a woman named Beverly Wilson, known throughout her communities as Miss Beverly, who was an early teacher of the three principles back when they were known as health realization. And she used the phrase quiet listening. And I really loved that phrase. I could feel it when she said it. I thought, what a beautiful way of describing this way of listening. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, try it right now. Instead of trying to figure out what I mean by quiet listening, try just listening quietly. Listening with nothing on your mind, and if things come through your mind, they can come in and go through. Without trying to focus, so it's effortless. Without trying to hear something that will be valuable to you. Just listen. Listen from your own inner quiet. Now, I love this kind of listening. It is the deepest meditation practice that I have. But it's also incredibly impactful on the person being listened to. You can change the tone of a room with the quality of your listening. When you listen quietly, everyone around you quiets down. Now, that doesn't mean they stop talking. It just means they start to hear themselves. I always remember I went off to university, and I got really into this band called Sparks. They were brothers, and one of them played a synthesizer, and they sang these really kind of strange songs. And I'm pretty sure the album that I got really into is called Sparks in Outer Space. And there was this one song that I just loved. It made me smile and laugh, and I thought it was brilliant. And the first time I went home for winter break, my dad picked me up at the airport, and I had the cassette tape. Yes, kids, they used to listen to music on cassette tapes. And we put it into the radio, and I couldn't wait for my dad to hear it. And I decided that I don't have the rights, and I don't know how to seek out the rights for the song, so I didn't include it in this. But if you go online and look up the song Dance, Goddammit, you'll hear what I'm about to describe. And basically, what I didn't remember until I played the song for my dad was that nothing happens for the first part of the song. It just kind of repeats eight bars. Dun, dun, you know, it's not quite dun, dun, da, da, dun, dun, da, da, dun, dun, da, da, dun, dun, da, da, but it's that musically uninteresting. And so I'm hearing the song through my dad's ears, and my heart is sinking. Because I suddenly hear it completely differently to the way I heard it in my own head. Now, that's an example of how somebody's listening can kind of ruin your experience. So that was my dad's fault. That was just how he was hearing it. But that same effect of hearing through someone else's ears is what happens when we quiet listen, when we deep listen, when we just listen. We begin to hear ourselves. They begin to hear themselves as we hear them. And suddenly we become aware of our own thinking. And in that awareness, the thinking we have that doesn't serve us becomes obvious. The ideas that we have that are sort of built on nothing become apparent to us. And very strong opinions and ideas that we were putting forward, if the person listening isn't listening to argue or listening to agree, they're just listening, we hear them clean. And some of them, we go, oh, yeah, I think that really is a helpful way to think. But some of them we hear and we go, wow, what was I thinking? And that one little phrase, what was I thinking, is all it takes for thought to begin to change. And when our thinking changes, our experience of life changes. So not only, don't order yet, not only is quiet listening one of the most beautiful experiences that you can have with another human being, or with yourself, by the way, because you can quiet listen to yourself and it will transform your inner experience. But not only do you get the amazing experience of quiet listening, but the person you're listening to, and that's true even if the person you're listening to is you, they become aware of their own thought in a whole new way. And it can completely change their own experience of life. So I really encourage you, whether it's, you could just do it listening to these podcasts if you want, but then begin to bring it, that same kind of quiet listening, into your daily conversations. And you will be amazed at how things begin to change for the people you're listening to, and how much impact you have just by the way you're listening. And be sure to do yourself the courtesy to give yourself the honor of listening to yourself in that very simple, very quiet way. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.